Hi guys, welcome to part four of a Swindon Yellow Vest documentary entitled Ecocide, where I have been documenting the devastation and the effects of electromagnetic radiation from the 5G masts and streetlights upon our wildlife. If you watch the first three parts of this documentary, you will see that it was mainly affecting butterflies, bees, and then as the summer approached, it started affecting the trees as well. This segment is from the end of July to the beginning of December 2022, and you'll see in this segment that now we are starting to see the effects more regularly on the devastation on wild birds. I don't know when people are going to start noticing. Can't fly, mate. This wasp cannot fly. This horse chestnut. I caught them. It's leaves, just brown leaves everywhere. And these London planes, and we know that London planes are susceptible to the 5G LED streetlights that they put on along this road. Couple of days of hot weather does not do this, guys. And along this road we got black ones. This poor tree, look. This fucking thing here, look. That's all gone, look. Okay, back in Trowbridge, right opposite this light here. Oh my God. Chestnut tree is suffering badly. The leaves dying, coming off the tree. Nothing to do with climate change, guys. This is what 5G electromagnetic radiation does to vegetation, yeah? And this road along here is littered with them. Silent killers, guys. Look at this monkey puzzle. More devastation in Trowbridge. Right, guys, these are the runner beans that I planted in spring. Now, this is where the flowers should be. Yeah, all the red flowers that you usually get. Yeah, they've all shriveled up and died and fallen off. Now, the reason for that is because they weren't pollinated. And the reason they weren't pollinated is because there's no bees about. And the reason there's no bees about is because the 5G LED streetlights have zapped them all and they're all dead. Okay. I'd like to know if anybody else has had similar problems with growing any vegetables this year. We've had about 14 or 15 runner beans off of these four plants. And they were as tough as hell. This is my back garden, guys, just out here. It's the offender. There's that one there. And that one just above the houses there, that's on the street. Right. The light from these two come into my garden, and this is the result. No beans for us this year. Okay guys, these are the types of runner beans we've been getting. Short, dumpy, with one bean inside. Look at that. These are as tough as hell, yeah? And this is the beans that are inside. Completely shriveled up, like, they shouldn't be like that. Look, when have you ever seen a bean like that? Especially when it's come off the vine fresh. These are all shriveled up. Shriveled up by EMF radiation. They don't want us growing our own vegetables, guys. Lovely little village of Aldbourne. There's three dead birds in 2 days, guys. Don't like the look of these ones. These ones have got red transceivers on the top. Awful looking things. Yeah, guys, what more can you fucking say? And either side of this bloody 5G lamppost here, the tree is dying, either side, look. When are people going to wake up? Another dead bird, guys. Pigeon. We're seeing too many dead birds, guys. This is what happens when you live in a fucking electromagnetic radioactive field. This used to be an evergreen tree, but look at it, it's completely dead. Guys, I'm in Brockworth in Gloucestershire. This is a dead hawk. Guys, we have these types in Gloucestershire, but this is not a small bird either, guys. Yeah, we know 5G wipes out the small birds, but these are birds of prey. They don't eat insects, they eat other birds, so it's having a knock-on effect, I think. Spiders as well. It's on Great Western Way again, guys.
I was going to say, it looks different.
Let's see if I can get it to fly off. So you can't fly. Look at this horse chestnut tree here, where it's been devastated by 5G EMF radiation. It's actually growing new flowers. Growing new flowers in autumn. These are coming out in the spring. Guys, this is unprecedented. It's growing new buds. We're in the end of September, almost October. This tree's trying to survive, yeah? It's growing new buds, new flowers, while the conkers are falling down all around us. The leaves have already been devastated. Unbelievable. Survival, yeah? It's trying to survive. Thank you. Hi guys, as you're aware, over the last couple of years I've been documenting evidence on the eco side being caused by 5G LED streetlights and masks as well. If you watch my videos, you'll know that I've been documenting dead bees, wasps and other bugs, butterflies, also the effects it's having on trees and shrubs, and most recently birds, dead birds. We know that electromagnetic radiation kills birds, and at the end of last year that evidence got more and more prolific. Now I'm continuing to document these dead animals everywhere I go, and I was just going to give you a sneak preview of what I've already discovered in the first week of this year, 2023. Okay, dead birds basically. Now guys, local councils and local news media, newspapers, are gaslighting the public, saying that it's bird flu, but we know different. We know it's EMF radiation, yeah? So, get onto your councils, guys. Put some Freedom of Information requests in. Be a right pain in the ass to them. And I would encourage you to do the same as what I've been doing. That is documenting dead animals, video evidence for the future. Okay, thanks for watching, guys. Here's a sneak preview of what I've already found this year so far. First dead bird of the year. This is Devizes, Wiltshire, 5th of January. This one's been taken away by a fox, probably.